Blog Talk Radio.
Because God's trying to tell you I'm going to do it this week. Run, mama, run. That's it. Prophesy. I got to preach. I ain't got a whole lot of time. But will you push your name and tell him God said he's going to do it this week? God said he's going to do it this week. Okay, y'all. Come on, get your Bible. Let's turn our attention to the screen. I don't have a whole lot of time. If you was going to shout, you should have shouted by now. Come on. Come on, Tyra Hill. I got to get out of here. I got 18 minutes. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 32. I just got a conviction in my spirit that the longer it takes me to praise, the longer it takes God to do what I asked him to do. But if I praise God quick, I believe God going to respond. See, some of y'all still waiting on your flesh. You still waiting on your mind to catch up with your spirit. You got to make your... You got to call your mind subject to your spirit. I don't care what it looks like. The man of God said it's going to happen this week. If God didn't want you to hear it, he'd have let you overslap. You in the room because God wanted you to hear me say, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it this week. Come on. I'm going to do it this week. Talking, that's okay. Don't say nothing. Don't say nothing then. Just stand up in here and look cute. Don't say nothing. You're going to have to wait another week, but I'm decreeing and declaring what I've been waiting on God to do, it's going to happen. Push your neighbor, tell him you better say something or get off my road. You better say something. God's going to do it. Come on. Hebrews. Y'all so rebellious. Sit down, please. Sit down. Come on, tell your friend to sit down. You didn't wait it this long. You can wait another week. You can wait to June. You didn't wait it this long. Just you ain't in no rush. You ain't. I got some demons I need God to kill this week. I got some devils I need God to deal with. Somebody said before I leave this building, I got some... Y'all all in my time, but I need somebody to scream like by the time you get in your car. Y'all excuse me, but I feel the Holy Ghost. Somebody praise him. I feel that in my spirit. By the time you get in your car. Whatever you want to do, Jesus. However you want to fix it, Lord. Yeah. Ah, Lord. Ah, Lord. Come on, let's go. I feel churchy and I got to preach some of y'all. Some of y'all don't need a breakthrough. You just came to get a word. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but it's about 326 of y'all that say, I need a breakthrough. come on, get your Bible. You need a... Get your Bible.
Amen, amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning. First, give on God who's ahead of my life and your life. Welcome, welcome to Worldwide Gospel Connection. It is Women's Day Thursday. I am super excited to hear the word that the woman of God have for you from the Lord. Get your pen and paper ready so when Minister Cole come on, you get ready to receive this word, take notes, and get ready to have a joyful time in the Lord this morning. The scripture this morning is Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the confidence in things we hope for, and assurance about things we do not see. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. Father God, we ask you to come on the show this morning. Have your way. Let the woman of God decrease and you increase in her. Deliver your word just the way you told her to. Let the ears hear and who need to receive it, receive it. In Jesus' name. Amen. We definitely want to give a shout out to all the countries that's listening in on today. Of course, the United States, Canada, Brazil, Ghana, Nigeria, Kenya, Zimbabwe, South Africa, China, Hong Kong, Germany, Bulgaria, Russia, Mexico, the United Kingdom, Paris, Japan, South Korea, India, Ireland, Portugal, Jamaica, the Netherlands, and Italy. Thank you guys for tuning in on a daily basis. We know on this side of the globe that you can openly praise and worship God, but we over here are praying and interceding for you. Remember, some of them over there cannot worship God and praise God or even say his name openly like we can. But what we're supposed to do is to pray, intercede for them, lift them up. Even though we don't physically talk to them, we can still pray for them because they're getting killed just by seeing Jesus. We have a freedom of speech over here where we can say, thank you, Lord, hallelujah, or just instantly start praying for somebody. But you got to remember, Grandma and Meemaw says for years that the Lord is on his way back. Evidence with the world is what's going on in the world that God is on his way back. Are you prepared? Are you ready? Or do you think you still have time to ride the fence, as I say? Because I'm going to talk about Christianity, so you can say, save. Talk about me. But are you truly ready? Are you reading and studying the word for yourself? Or are you just going by what somebody else told you? No, you need to know the word for yourself. I'm telling you, if you don't start nothing but two or three scriptures a day, start it. Take that chance and understand that God loves you. This is a no-judgment zone. We don't care about what you did last night nor this morning. God has always been right there with you. Remember, he would never leave you nor forsake you. His arms is open. He's waiting on you. He's not aggressive. He's not going to force himself on you. He's not going to say, come right now. But remember, he knew you in your mother's womb. He already know what you're going to do. It's for you to realize that you need him. You know, we've driven and did our lives the way we want to for years. And where did it get you? some in some real bad situations, some in some fair situations. I'm not saying it's going to be easy once you surrender your life to Christ. Absolutely not. But what I am telling you, that trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. And he got you. Remember, men will fail you, but God will never fail you. He's always right there saying, here I am, baby, I'm waiting on you. Now, it's not going to happen overnight. It's going to take time. But remember, the Bible says having faith the size of a mustard seed can move mountains. You need to know the Lord for yourself. Spend time with him. You can talk to him just like I'm talking to you. You don't have to speak in tongues, know all 66 books of the Bible. Spend time with him, and I guarantee you'll start understanding day by day. It's going to be some days where you want to give up. I understand. Been there, done that. But when you have people depending on you, when you're breaking generational curses, you must stand position and stand place and push. Remember, it's birthing time. It's time for you to get armored up, put your armor on, and get ready to fight because it's needed. Somebody's depending on you. Yes, you. You think they're not, but they are. Someone's depending on you. And I'm here to tell you to stand firm, stand position, get into your word, spend time with the Lord, and let him show you what he wants you to do, not what other people want you to do. It's a big difference. We're going to go to a musical break, and when we come back, we'll be having Minister Cole on to deliver the word. Remember, get your pen and paper together, the number to call in if you have a word after she get done, or if you need prayer. It's 563-999-3628. You must press 1 if you need prayer or have something to say when Minister Cole get done. Remember, 563-999-3628. You must press 1 so we can see the little hand up that you have a request. We're going to go to a musical break, and we'll be right back.
Let me hear you. You need me.
You need.
Oh, we're on.
We're on a part of God's body.
Stand with me.
Stand with me.
Agree with me.
Agree.
To others and present to some. Minister Cole. Good morning, woman of God. How are you this morning?
I'm wonderful. Good morning to you. And praise
to
our Almighty God.
Amen. The floor is yours. I'm going on mute. I have my pen and paper ready. I'm ready to eat this morning. The door is open.
All right. As I say, praises to Almighty God, who is the head of my life, the author and finisher of my faith, and to this wonderful and generous host, my sister in Christ, the awesome woman of God, Prophetess Kashima Douglas. Let me say I'm humbled and so grateful for this opportunity and grateful for your invitation and your generosity in this platform. I bring you greetings from my pastor, Dr. Jamarian Williams, and First Lady Tamara Williams, and the entire Unity Baptist Church family. There is a word from the Lord, and let's go right into it, to a familiar passage found in Luke 5, 1 through 5. And for the sake of time, I've already prayed and asked God to anoint this time and to let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable and received in his sight. And I trust him to do just that. Amen. So our text reads as thus, starting with Luke 5, 1, first verse, it says, "And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake. But the fishermen were gone out of them and were fishing their nets and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net." I want to tag this text this morning. Master, we toiled all night. Nevertheless, I don't know who I'm talking to this morning, but the pressure of the time, the onslaught of the pandemic, the bombardment of hatred, and the unrestrained elevation of evil to new heights and depths to which we've never witnessed before in our lifetime has caused many of the saints to feel overwhelmed, depressed, confused, bewildered, tired, and scared as we witness the unfolding of a broken democracy, a nation in crisis, families buried in debt, children buried in Instagram, society buried in Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, conspiracy theories, gun violence, working ungodly hours while disenfranchised by politicians and economic soothsayers with their made-up recessions. It's enough to make you want to holler, throw up both your hands, and say we've toiled all night long and have nothing to show for it. Are you feeling the text this morning? Because I want you to understand where Peter and the disciples were, the state of mind they were in when Jesus walked up on the shore that morning, because I feel someone listening. You are that disciple. You have your boat docked at the shore, washing your life net and getting ready to call it quits. But the master had me to stop by this morning with a word from the Lord. So if you hold on for a few minutes and stroll with me through this text, promise you God will deposit some heavenly manna, some crumbs hot off the master's table for you to feast upon before we finish this fishing expedition with Jesus. Are you ready to fish with Jesus this morning? Now, the first crumb Jesus drops in the text is nothing changes until there's a press to hear the word. Oh, I'm in the first verse, which says, "And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret," which originally meant harp or lair, but came to mean garden of the prince. The lake is also called the Sea of Gennesaret after the name of a small fruitful plain which lies on its western side. Under further study, this same lake is also called the Sea of Galilee and what we know as Lake Tiberias. In the Old Testament, it's the Sea of Gennesaret. Lake Gennesaret was derived from Gennesaret by a change of the letters, which is somewhat common in Eastern culture. stay with me. Now, why is that so important? Because all the various name changes on this lake signify to us that this was a place of change, good change, let me say, because every change in life is not good. Amen. So in the first verse, we find that it happened that as the crowd pressed upon Jesus to hear the word of God, Jesus stood on the shore of Lake Gennesaret, this place of transition, this place that went from being a musical instrument to a fruitful plain to a garden of the prince. And we know who the prince is, amen? You see, they named the lake after the prince, but the truth is they were standing on the shore that morning in the presence of the Prince of Peace, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And things were indeed about to change. And the crowd may not have known it, but this lake and the crowd too belong to the Lord. Oh, yes, they did, because the earth is the Lord's, the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. So if we reread the verse with understanding, it would go something like this. It happened that as the people that belonged to Jesus pressed upon him to hear the word of God, Jesus stood on the shore of the lake that belonged to him, known as Gennesaret, which name signifies transition. So if nothing else, we enter this passage with a helpful hint from the name of the lake that something is about to change. But more importantly, the fact that Jesus is on the shore lets us know that change is about to happen right now. Because anytime you're in the presence of the Lord, we know you never leave the same way you came. Something always shifts. Jesus has a way of shifting us and changing things. And you are never quite the same once you've had a real encounter with Jesus Christ. Anybody ready for change this morning? A change in your home, in your finances, in your children, in your ministry. Well, as we tip morning, I believe that God is about to shift some things in your life. Somebody say change. I don't believe God has brought us to this point in our lives or even to this text just to be frustrated, depressed, and disappointed. I know you may be feeling the text. And you're saying, but I have not only called all night, Minister Cole, but all month, all year, and maybe even 4 years. But hold on, my sister and my brother. I need you to press to hear the word, because the word says weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And last time I checked, it's morning. So let's allow the Lord to speak the word to us this morning so he can make all the changes we so desperately need. Because the text says the people press on him to hear the word. Are you pressing to hear the word? Nothing will successfully change in your life until you press to hear what the Lord is saying, until God's word becomes a priority in your life, and you put aside everything and everybody and start pressing to hear the word. Things will remain the same. So don't just stand on the shores of life. Press to hear the word before you throw in the towel, before you put up your net, and before you give up on what God has for you. You need to press to hear the word. Tell somebody, press. Then Jesus drops another crumb off the table, which is you can't give up and still expect success. It's right there in verse 2, which says, and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. Now, the fishermen had given up on fishing. How you know? Because verse 2 says their ships were standing still. In other words, they were docked, and the fishermen were washing their nets, meaning they had given up on fishing for the day. They were feeling just like some of you this morning, tired, disgusted from the toil, and ready to dock your boat, ready to wash your net and give up. But God, somebody has to say, but God. In essence, they had toiled all night, and they had nothing to show for it. Ever been there, saints? Well, here is the wisdom of the word. The best time to succeed is right after a huge failure, because after a complete and utter failure, you have nowhere else to go but to God. You have no way out, no way up, and no way through but God. I hear him beckoning us from the shore this morning. Come unto me, all ye that labor labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And that rest he gives us is not just sleep, but peace and success from your labor. Oh, I know you're tired. I know things have not gone your way. But if you give up now, you will never reach success. If you give up now, you will never reach your purpose. If you give up now, you'll miss what God has for you. So don't you dare give up on God. He promised you the victory. He promised you success. And if he said it, you better believe it. You will never get what God has purposed and planned for your life if you give up now. If you park your boat and wash your net, tell somebody, don't give up, my sister. Now, anyone who has ever been fishing knows that fishing can result in failure. Even if you are a seasoned fisherman like Peter, even when you have all the right bait and you're fishing in the right spot, you can still come away with nothing but being tired and disgusted. But even though Peter was tired, notice he still was willing to work for the master. He was still obedient to his word, because failure is never an option when you're fishing with Jesus. And that's a whole nother story, as we will see. But don't you give up because you're tired from the toil. Instead, you need to check on who you're fishing with, who's on board your boat, and who's your fishing partner, because that's the key to your success, which leads us to the next crumb Jesus drops from the deck. That is, don't thrust out unless Jesus is on board. Oh, I'm in verse 3 of the text, and it says, and he, meaning Jesus, entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land, and he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. So although they were in the right place for success, had all the right equipment for success, they had a boat, but they had no success. They had nets, but no catch. Because Jesus was not yet on board. Don't miss that. You see, Jesus is the game changer. And unless he is on board your ship, you are not really ready for success. You may be in the right place with all the right people and the right equipment, but if Jesus is not on board in your life, there is no hope of real life-changing success. Are you sure you're sailing with Jesus this morning? Are you sure you didn't leave him on the shore or at the church? Because he tells us that without me, you can do nothing. Is there anybody who wants to have real success, real change, and a real thrust in your life? Then you better be sure Christ is on your lifeboat. Are you sure he's on board? Well, here's the test. If Jesus is fully on board in your life, he is not only sailing with you, but he's calling all the shots too. That's what the text says. It says that Jesus told Simon. He didn't ask him. Jesus instructed him to thrust out a little from the land. So let's do a check. Who's calling the shots in your ship, in your life, and are you following his commands, even when you think you already know what to do? Peter was a professional fisherman, but he didn't allow his pride to circumvent God's power. He simply obeyed Jesus' commands. The word says, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Because lasting change and success will only come when Jesus is calling all the shots in your life. And yes, you heard me right. I mean calling all the shots. Because once Jesus is calling all the shots, everything that's supposed to float in your life will start floating. Once Jesus is calling all the shots, then everything will shift for the better. You'll go from docking to thrusting, from worrying to rejoicing, from crying to worshiping. Who's calling the shots in your life? And are you really ready to follow his commands to thrust out? Now, the reason for the thrust out was to get the word out. It's not just for you to look cute and impress folks with your boat. Jesus told Simon to thrust out so that his audience could hear him and see him. Being thrust out on the water caused Jesus' voice to echo off the top of the water like a loudspeaker. And because he was away from the crowd, they could not only see him better, but they could hear him better from the boat, which gave him the vantage point so he could teach the people. You see, sometimes we're too close to the people we're trying to reach. We're too close to the crowd for them to hear and see what the Lord is saying. We have to thrust out to get the word out. We have to thrust away. on our family and friends from people standing on the shores of your life and move out from the crowd so that they can see Christ in you, hear the word clearly, and see what the Lord is doing with the thrust of faith in your life. You have to move away from the crowd. So when they see you move on God's word, they'll move on God's word. When they see you thrust out, they'll want to thrust. See God at work in your life. They will know that God can work in their lives too. So go ahead and thrust out from your comfort zone. Thrust out by faith. Thrust out so the word can get out. You see, your faith and obedience will show others how to trust God. And your success will show them that there is no failure with God in your boat. You have to move out from the crowd so you can stand out for the Lord. He wants you to use your thrust in faith as a testimony of his power to bless, to heal, to restore, and to save. He will use your thrust out to allow others to see him and hear him clearly from your lifeboat. So go ahead and thrust out in Jesus' name. Too many times we can't get people's attention because we're too much like the crowd. Uh-oh. We are too busy blending in with sin instead of standing out for Christ. No one wants to hear from the crowd. They are pressing to hear from the Lord, from the one who has center stage and the power to change their lives. As long as you are in the crowd, the crowd will dismiss your message because they assume you're in the same boat they're in. So here's the bottom line. If Jesus had to thrust away from the crowd to be heard, surely you and I have to leave the crowd so the word can go forth with power and Jesus can be seen in your life. If you want God to use you to impact the crowd around you, you have to thrust out from the crowd. Stand out for Christ. Tell somebody it's too crowded in here. The next crumb Jesus dropped is launching is required for a drop. The text says when Jesus had finished speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a drought. In short, he said, Simon, pull away from the shore and launch into the deeper water, then drop your net for a drought. Now, what leaped out of the text was the fact that when Jesus finished teaching, he could have simply said, Simon, take me back to the shore. I'm finished. But that's not what he did. And this is so typical of Jesus because he always leaves us better off than he found us. He knew Peter had obediently given up his boat as a floating pulpit for him. And Jesus already knew Peter had toiled all night and been unsuccessful. Even before Peter said a word, he already knew. He already knows that you've toiled for years. He already knows you need healing. He already knows you need finances. He already knows you need deliverance. He already knows your child is in trouble. He already knows, I tell you, there is nothing that you need that Christ don't already know about. He is Jehovah Jireh. He will supply your every need. But you have to press for the word. Don't give up. Make sure he's on board calling all the shots in your life and then thrust out from the crowd so he can use you for his glory. And just like Simon, Jesus wants to leave you with the victory. He wants you to be victorious, to be successful right in front of all the people standing on the shores of your life looking on. They have seen you in defeat. They've seen you washing your net. But now God wants them to see you in victory, see you with a net-breaking, ship-sinking drought of success. Jesus knew the crowd was still standing on the shore looking, and he did not dare leave Peter in defeat after being with the master. And he won't leave you in defeat. The crowd that's watching you, God put them there just so he could give you the victory right out in front of that same crowd that saw you washing your net. So they will know that God did it. So don't mind the crowd. Don't get all nervous because they see what you're going through. And you may still have your net in your hand this morning. But I stop by to tell you that God will give you the victory right before their very eyes. That's the God we serve. You better ask David. He'll set a table before you in the presence of your enemies. And your cup will run it over. Tell somebody, I see a drought of success coming into my boat. You just keep on watching me. You see, Jesus uses this teachable moment.
happened with Peter to demonstrate the G factor. What that meant is to call it the God factor. It's his ability to turn failure into favor and defeat into a drought. So he tells Peter this time, don't thrust out, but lunge out into the deep and let your net down for a drought. You see, the thrust out was to get the word out, but it's the lunge out that gets the drought. Oh, I'll say it again. The thrust out gets the word out, but the lunch out gets the drought. And he not only tells Peter where to go, but he also tells him what to expect. He says, lunch out into the deep, Peter. That's where to go. And then he says, get the drought. That's what to expect. Before you lunch out into the deep, you need to expect success. Expect the drought. Now, we'll thrust out to spread the word, but without the lunch out, there is no demonstrated divine power of success. The lunch out is a nevertheless move on the word of God that prompts a miraculous display of God's power. God gives us a word that is pregnant with expectation, but you have to birth it by lunching out into the deep to get the drought he promised you. In essence, you have to lunch out on the word of God, away from the crowd, out of the shallow waters of life, and dare to take God at his word, expecting to receive what he promised. Expect a drought. Expect a drought of lost souls for Christ. Expect a drought in your ministry. Expect a drought of whatever God has promised you. Lunch out and get to hauling in your drought. Whether you know it or not, you are in the fishing business, fishing for lost souls, lost sinners to come to Christ. And you were not caught in, and you too were caught in somebody's net. So don't act like you were not lost in the sea. Oh, yes, somebody fished you out too, right out of sea and into the kingdom. You were a part of somebody's drought, and you were saved to help save somebody else. So just as Jesus gave the word to Peter, he's giving you the word this morning. You better lunch out into the deep. Go to where the lost sinners are and witness when you get there. Get off the shores of padded church pews and lounging chairs in the backyard talking about I'm a witness for the Lord and lunch out in the grocery store, the airways, the gas station, and at the nail shop for the Lord. Don't fool yourself. Jesus is us to lunch out into the deep and bring in a drought, a harvest. He expects us to go out to where sinners are, to share the gospel, share our testimony, and expect a drought-like harvest for the kingdom. Tell somebody lunch out. Now, don't get me wrong. You don't have to go to an ungodly place, but you do have to leave the church parking lot. You don't have to know every scripture. But you do have to lunch out to witness at common meeting places like the Walmart, the hairdresser, the restaurant, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and wherever sinners and saints cross paths in life. That's where you need to lunch into the deep. Stop standing on the shore waiting on your ship to come in. Jesus said, get back in the boat, lunch out in the deep, and let down your net for a drought. And yes, just like Peter, Jesus will sometimes direct you to lunch out into the same place where you failed so that he can show you the difference when he's on board and calling the shots. You see, he made the fish who answer to him. He made the waters that obey him. And so he wants to give you a PowerPoint lesson that changes everything when he's on board calling the shots in your life. Your finances, your health, your mind, your family, your career will change all because they're in his hands. And not only can he turn, and then he can turn, and only he can turn your story into glory. If you simply trust him, saints, and obey him. You better look at Peter. He put his boat, his net, his business, his partners, and himself in Jesus' hands when he said, nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And he launched out into the deep. Is there a nevertheless left in you this morning? Can you say like Peter, I've toiled all night and I have nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down my net, Lord. I've prayed all week and nothing changed. I've laid hands and pleaded the blood over it, but nothing's changed. I've worked hard all my life, yet I have nothing to show for it. Oh, I hear
Savior. I battled with this illness for months and still not healed. I stood by a man for years just to have him walk out on me. I paid my tithes. I've been faithful, Minister Scholes, and still all hell is breaking loose in my life. Nothing is going right, but you need to stop right there and say, Master, nevertheless, that's thy word, Lord. Nevertheless, I don't care what I've been through. Nevertheless, I don't care what it looks like. Nevertheless, I don't care what the doctor says. Nevertheless, I don't care who walks out on me. Nevertheless, that's thy word, Lord. Not the doctor's word, not my boss's word, not my boo's word, not even my mother's word, but at thy word, Lord, at your word, Master. You are all my trust. You're in control. You own me. You perfect what concerns me. You saved me. You kept me. You never left me. You forgave me. You strengthened me. You hold me. You hide me. Nevertheless, at thy word, Master, I trust you and I know everything will be all right. And you will give me a trout-sized victory. I tell you, one word from the Master will make all the difference in your toil. It's the difference between an utter myth and a total success. So say it with me, Lord, I need a word from you. For it's the word of God that led to a net-breaking, ship-sinking success. That's what happened. You better read verse 6 and 7 because at the word of Jesus, after they had done what Jesus told them to do, they had the victory. Their toil was not in vain. But don't take my word for it. It's right there in the text. For the text says the catch was so overwhelming that it broke their net and sank both ships. Oh, I came by to encourage you this morning that if you press for the word of God, don't give up. I know you've toiled all night, but the word this morning is nevertheless. Nevertheless, Jesus will change your defeat into dominion, which means not only will your success overwhelm your ship, but he will overwhelm the ship of those sailing with you. Tell somebody if you sail with me and the Lord, he'll bless you too. God says, go ahead and launch. Yes, I know your money is funny and the timing seems not right. And everyone's telling you to wait on the economy to improve. Wait until everything's back to normal. But Jesus is saying, launch out into the deep, saints, with him calling all the shots. And you will have the victory. Just move on the word of God and watch God move with a drought of success in your life. Don't pack up your net. Use it to network with the Lord. Put a nevertheless in your mouth and obey the word of God. And he will give you a net-breaking, ship-sinking success. I don't care what your past has been, who you've been in the past. But today, if you're hearing voice, hide not your heart. Go ahead and say, nevertheless, at the word, Lord, he'll change your trial into a treasure. He'll load up your life with overcoming victory. I'm a witness this morning that the drought will be so large that he'll send you help from other boats. And all you'll be able to do is praise and worship the Lord for the change in your life, for the drought in your boat. Oh, I know what's wrong. You don't know what a drought is. Well, a drought is the move of a large load by drawing and pulling. And to a fisherman, that's the ultimate catch. A catch so large that it takes several folks to pull the net into the boat. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm going for the drought Jesus has promised me. No more sitting on the dock of the bay for me. No more flipping and wishing on Instagram and Facebook. I feel a nevertheless in my spirit this morning, and I'm thrusting out with Jesus. I'm launching out, and I dare you to launch with me. Just say, nevertheless, I'm launching my prayers. I'm launching my family. I'm launching my business, launching my ministry. I'm launching into the deep. I'm letting down my net and watch God turn your soul into a net-breaking, ship-sinking drought once you decide to make a nevertheless move at his command. Your labor will never be in vain. Good morning, saints. I pray that the word of the Lord blesses you real good.
Amen, amen, and amen. Nevertheless, You don't give up, my sister. I was taking my notes. Check on who's fishing with you. Don't throw it unless Jesus is on board. That's mine right there. We get so quick to move out and step on our own stuff instead of we checking with our Father first to make sure it's the right move
he wants
us to do, not what we want to do. It's a big difference. You got me on that one. Who's
sailing
with you? Who is truly sailing? Check your circle, people. Check your circle.
Yes,
check who's around
you.
You need to do a self-check because it's a whole bunch of Judases stabbing holes in the boat to make you sink. Is Jesus on board? You'll see. You better make sure he's on there with you. You blessed me this morning. If nobody else tell you, I'm here to tell you, you blessed me this morning with this phenomenal word. Nevertheless, if y'all didn't get it, go to Luke 5:1-5 is what she taught about this morning. You have to be careful. Continue to hold on. Are you truly ready to fish with Jesus? Are you truly ready to fish with the Lord? Such a phenomenal word this morning. I'm just floored. We're going to go to a quick musical break if anybody wants to receive prayer. As soon as we come back from the break, and if anybody hands up, woman of God, I would definitely let you know. Father God, I ask you to give back what your daughter gave out to your people. Such a phenomenal word on this morning, Heavenly Father. Bless her tremendously from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. You know the need, Father God. If there's a need, I ask you to fulfill it right now because you say it. But there are two or three, Father God, that you're in the midst, and we're touching and agreeing with the woman of God. No weapon formed against her shall prosper because we know the enemy is mad because she did just what you told her to do at this appointed time. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Minister Carl, let them know how they can reach you if they want to hear a word again where the church is located. Let them know before we go to the break.
All right. I have a website, and it's hebrewsme.com. You can reach me there, or you can reach me at my cell, which is 281-732-0591. And, of course, I'm a member of Unity Missionary Baptist Church, so I can be found at the church.
Amen. And we're going to go to a quick commercial break, giving them some time to call back in and press 1 if they want a word from you again or if they want you to pray. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 if you need prayer. Let us know. You must press 1. 563-999-3628, and we'll be right back.
K-Class. Ain't nobody stopping my shine. They try to break me, try to take me out, but I got Jesus on my side. So bad I thought it would die, but ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down. The enemy can't stop me, cause there's a calling on my life. So when I'm crying, don't last too long, cause he gon' step in and make it alright. Won't he do it? He said he would. Fight your battles for you, they gon' wonder how you sleep at night. Won't he do it? Yes, he will.
Amen. Amen. Thank you again, Minister Cole, for coming on to deliver that word. I'm not going to prolong your time. If you guys want to connect with the woman of God, let me know. I will connect you. Again, this is about kingdom building. It's nothing to do with the apostle, myself, nor Minister Cole. It's all about the word of God and helping you to get where you need if you're not in that position. Remember, this is no judgment zone. We can't judge you, but we are on here to encourage and inspire you and push you if you need pushing. It's not about us. If there's no I in team, we're all on the same team, and it's spreading the word of God. If you don't know him, I'm here to tell you, try him. Just like the woman of God said, who are you fishing with? Who is around you? Are they praying for you or praying on you? It's a big difference. Such a powerful word this morning. Remember Luke 5:1-5. Again, if you want to connect with the woman of God, let me know. I will connect you. It's not a problem. We are here just for that reason, to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. Romans 10:9 states, you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. If you're ready to surrender your life to Christ, let us know. Everybody that come on the show is on here to help you. There's nothing wrong with getting help. You're human. Nobody's perfect. But we know somebody who is. He hung and blood. He hung and died just for you and I. He loves you, and don't you ever forget that. Again, thank you again, Minister Cole, for coming on. We would definitely be having you back. Such a phenomenal word, powerful word this morning. Powerful.
Bless you.
If y'all want to go back into the replay, feel free to go on Worldwide Gospel Connection or on my page. And if you didn't get a chance to hear it, let me know. I will send it to you. Remember, this is about kingdom business. Nothing to do with Kishima. Nothing to do with Cheryl. Nothing to do with Donnell. It's about spreading the word of God at the right time when somebody needs it. Remember, your light is supposed to shine. Even though you're going through, your light is still supposed to shine that God put inside of you. Remember, he can use anybody, a murderer, an adulterer, a thief. He can use anybody. So stop worrying about what they call you. Focus on what the Lord calls you. Minister Cole, you have anything to say before you're released?
Just that it has been a blessing to be with you this morning, and I thank you so much for the opportunity, and God bless all of the listeners that are listening in. To God be the glory.
Amen, amen. And like I said, if you guys want to speak to Minister Cole, let me know. I will definitely connect you. The woman of God came on and did just what the Lord told her to do. And, you know, we know the overcoming scripture that we see on the broadcast. And that's Romans 10:9. If you're ready to surrender your life to Christ, we are here. It says, if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Now, if you said yes to being saved, welcome. I'm not going to tell you it's going to be easy. Absolutely not. Now the enemy is getting ready to fight you. And he chooses the people that's closer to you. But I'm here to tell you three things that you need to have since you surrender your life to Christ. One, get you a Bible, right? This King James and NIV gets you a Bible so you can study the word for yourself. Two, find your church home where you go online, go in, mask up, sanitize your hands, be careful. Find your church home. You're definitely welcome to join the Abba House on Sundays at 3 p.m., 3029 Wayne Street. You're definitely welcome. Even if you want to go visit someone that's been on the broadcast, let me know. I will get that address to you. Just get into a church where you can learn the word for yourself. And three, make sure the man or woman of God that you're under is walking what they're preaching. Now, this must line up since you surrender your life to Christ. Again, I'm not saying it's going to be easy. Absolutely not. but it will be worth it. One day at a time. Those three keys will get you a Bible, find your church home, and make sure the man or woman of God that you're under is walking and preaching the same thing. This is very critical to you surrender your life to Christ. You must know the word for yourself. We say this all the time. On the phone, you can download the Bible app. You can start from Genesis and listen to the word for yourself. Or you can read it, whichever one you need to do, but you must know the word for yourself. Because they could be saying the scripture wrong, and you don't know, you're disagreeing with them. That's why you need to study for yourself. Spend that time with God. Just like I'm talking to you, you can talk to the Lord the exact same way. He don't expect you to be perfect. No, absolutely not. But he's right there to receive you. His arms is wide open. Don't ever think that you're unworthy, because you are worthy of love. God loves you in spite of what you're going through. The storm may be there, yes, but it will not last. Get connected with people that will definitely pray for you and push you and encourage you and help you, not beat you down. It's a difference, and he can use you. Don't ever think you're unworthy, because you are worthy. You're a child of a king. He loves you. I'm saying this again. He loves you. If you need a way out, I'm telling you who can help you get out. Remember, if you want a Blessed World Gospel Connection, you can at $WGC2020. Again, that's $WGC2020. If you want to connect with the woman of God, I'm saying this again. Let me know. It's not a problem. You can text me at 832-519-7646 and say, Pastor, I need to be connected with Minister Cole. I need to hear another word. I need to come to the church. I just need to see the woman of God. Or I need her to come out and preach at something. It's not a problem. But you must do things decently in order and know the Lord for yourself. We lived on me, mom, big mamas, and granny prayers a long time. You have to establish their prayer life for you. You have to establish. We can pray for you all day long. I'm not saying that. Apostle can get on here and pray for you. I can pray for you. The speaker can pray for you. But you need to know how to pray for yourself. You need to know how to intercede for yourself. That's why it's critical that you have that relationship with God. You need to go to him as well. We would always go and talk to God for you, but you need to establish that one-on-one time with him. Fall back in love with him. You fell down, get up. A just man falls seven times. It's not about the times he fell down. He got back up. Get back up, woman of God. Dust yourself off. Hold your head up. Put your armor of God on. Make sure you keep that helmet of salvation on to cover your mind so the enemy won't attack your mind and put thoughts in your head. Look at the news, what's going on. People are killing each other daily. It's not just the older people that's leaving me anymore. It's young babies, teenagers. People in their 20s are leaving here. What can the pastor say about you, about your life? If you leave here today, tomorrow, what can a pastor, or do you have to go to the funeral home? Are you established somewhere? Do you have a covering? Everybody need a covering. Everybody. Nobody's untouchable. The enemy is crafty. He knows where you're. He knows what you're capable of when you surrender your life to Christ. That's why the fight is so hard for you. Yes, the scriptures say a many are called, but a few are chosen. The chosen ones go through hell. I'm a living witness. I can tell you. I'm not ashamed where God brought me from. Apostle's not ashamed where God brought him from. The speakers that get on here are not ashamed where God brought them from. That's all they can tell you. He can save you. But are you ready to let go? That's the question. You can't ride the fence, sweetheart. You can't party and turn up and go out and have fun and then go to church Sunday and think everything is going to be okay. God's seen that drink. He's seen that word, and he's seen you lay up with him or seen him lay up with her or him with him and her with her. They're doing that now. I'm not here to bash anybody. Absolutely not. But I'm here to tell you this. There is someone that loves you and that can help you get where you need to get. Keep trusting in God. Keep holding on. It will get better. The Lord loves you, sweetheart. And I'm here to tell you, one day at a time. I hope you guys was blessed on today. It's the honor and the privilege to do what just the Lord called us to do, and that's to deliver his word. Remember, if you need us, we're at 832-519-7646. If you need the blessed oil, it is free. It is not for sale. It's no miracle soap, no miracle water, or apostles say miracle socks. The blessed oil is free. If you're in the Houston area, we will meet you, pray with you, and give you the oil. If you're not, it can be mailed out to you. Again, it is free. Text us at 832-519-7646 or go to Worldwide Gospel Connection and send us a message. Also, the show from today is on there as well if you want to go back and listen to that phenomenal word on today. Remember, all it takes is a yes. And now you can prepare yourself to get ready. Don't be like the foolish five brides. Don't be like them. Be like the wise. Get prepared. Get your equipment together. Get that one-on-one time with God so you can be ready. Because it's like the foolish five, the foolish wise. The wise was ready. They had their oil in their lamp. So when the bridegroom came back for them, they was ready. But the foolish was not. Don't get left behind because he's on his way back. Time is showing that on his way back. You guys have a blessed and phenomenal day. We're going to go to a musical break. But know that God loves you, and so do we.
Can I make you put your phone down? Mountains are still being moved. Strongholds are still being loosed. Now I believe. Now I can see that wonders are still what you do. Bodies are still being raised. Giants are still being slain. Now I believe, cause now I can see that wonders are still what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. You got it. Set our hearts on you. Come and do what you do. You'll say, cause we need a move. We need a move.
Let me do that verse again, baby. And bodies are still being raised. heaven is coming. Miracles happen when you move. Healing is coming in this room. Miracles happen when you move. Heaven is coming. 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 Heaven is coming.
Beside still waters, he restoreth my soul. When you become a believer, your spirit is made right. Sometimes the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it due to things that's happened in the past, hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister, Leandria, here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Deliver me, 'cause all I seem to do is hurt me, hurt me.
Deliver me, 'cause all I see to do. Officially released. Now sing it for me, Leandria.